listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You heard it, and we've got an action-packed hour for you. Every Friday is Pick-Palooza. Picks, picks, and more picks. All the biggest games. Bottom of the hour, we have an exclusive Colin Cowherd's pick number 6. You hear it here first in studio with me, the pros who know, NFL expert Steve Fezzik, and with all the college knowledge, Brad Powers. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. And you've got my personal promise. We will deliver the Vegas truth to you. Now listen, you can't have pros without the Joes. And we're joined by my favorite, Jonas Knox, the voice of not Vegas, the voice of the fans.
Thank you, RJ. Always good to be here and always good to be coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're 15 minutes, could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Now, as we do every single day here on Straight Outta Vegas, we give you the Vegas perspective on the biggest sports story of the day to kick off the show, and that would be Thursday Night Football, where the New England Patriots, a 14-point win over the Indianapolis Colts, the return of Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon gets into the end zone on Tom Brady's 500th career touchdown pass. Pats roll on Thursday night.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of real takeaways from this Thursday game. Number one is that situations oftentimes dictate in the NFL. Now, what do I mean by situations? I mean injuries, oftentimes injuries of people you haven't even heard of, not the big names, not the fantasy names, but oftentimes cluster injuries of no names, but many at the same position. That's the clustering of the injuries. The Falcons, the last few weeks, you don't know a lot of the names on defense that are missing. Most of you don't. I don't even. I'm not into the D tackle, the number two D tackle on the Falcons. But when you have multiple guys missing in the same position group, doesn't matter much else what's going on. It's hard to win. It's hard for that position group to excel. So we saw the Colts. They had a bunch of injuries, and it showed. Also, sometimes it's situation with travel, with rest, things that the schedule maker dictates at the beginning of the year. I'll give you an example on the Giants last year. The Giants' opponents last year had 22 more days rest in aggregate, summed up, entering the games than the Giants did. Now, was that the only reason the Giants had such a disappointing season? No, but boy, it was part of it. And it's part of it that Vegas thinks about because there's money involved. A lot of normal talk shows don't. And we gave this to you exclusively on Straight Outta Vegas yesterday. Teams off of OT, just playing in overtime, on the road on Thursday next, and that was the Colts. Entering that game, they were 2-18 against the spread. So you figure, wait a minute, everyone knows they played overtime. Everyone knows they're a road team on short rest. Yeah, and some of that is accounted for and priced into the market, but not enough. That's why, by definition, what the spread is what the market thinks, what Vegas collectively thinks is going to happen. And oh, by the way, it's obviously not priced in enough in a situation the Colts were in when that those teams are 2-19 now against the spread. We told you right here it was hard to bet the Colts. Now, we didn't love the Pats because the price got out of hand, but they ended up covering with the 14 points. Fez, you are an NFL expert, the only guy to win the Super Contest twice, the number one handicapping contest in the world. What? Give me an example of something you saw in the game last night, or even more abstractly, of where situationally it's so important in the NFL.
Well, I think let's talk about my power ratings. New England wins by 14. You're thinking, oh, Fez is going to upgrade New England, lower Indianapolis. No, because the spot was so good for New England in that game. And frankly, I thought they were somewhat fortunate to win this game by that 14 points.
Okay, so you're saying watching the game the way it went, the 14 was a good margin for them. They could have easily won by less.
Correct. In fact, I'm checking all the boxes. The guys we thought, hey, these guys are going to get better. Edelman comes back. He was good. Michelle, their running back, rookie running back, he was improving, had a really fine game. And Josh Gordon, here's a guy we thought, this wide receiver is going to get better. He made a great play to basically get the cover for the Patriots. Even with all that, they just barely covered.
Yeah, well, the number was inflated, right? That's what we were scared of. Now, number two takeaway on the Thursday night game is, if you know the unusual situation, oftentimes there's history to say, play this way or that way. But sometimes a situation is just way unusual. And when that's the case, Belichick is going to do better than the average coach, and quite frankly, better than any coach in the modern era at minimum. And a Thursday game's an example of that. How much game planning do you do? Do you put in complexity on defense, or do you keep it simple? How do you handle travel when you have to travel? What do you do perhaps to take advantage of the fact the Colts were tired and had to travel? It makes sense, right? If you're playing pickup basketball, the other team looks tired, what are you going to do? You're going to try to press the pace a little bit, right? Okay, Belichick's doing that at 10 levels above. And if it's playing a Mexico City game, and last year, Fez, it was the perfect example of the genius of Belichick and how unusual situations are something Belichick and the Pats take advantage of.
Yeah, so they're playing at Denver the week before they go to Mexico City. Hey, Denver, 5,200 feet. Mexico City, 7,500 feet. Let's just stay in the Rocky Mountains and practice for a week.
Get used to the altitude. Acclimated. Perfect word. And it was like that game was over last year before it started. So in general, these situations really, really matter. And listen, most NFL teams, we all know how good they are. Occasionally, there's going to be a difference of opinion of how good a team is. But typically, we all the professionals know how good these teams are in general. What some do better than others is take into account these situations.
Guys, next up here on Straight Out of Vegas, we're going to get into our biggest NFL game of the weekend, and we go to Kansas City where the Chiefs are sitting a 3-point favorite over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, and I think the big story here is Mahomes. We saw him pass the prime time test last week when he came back against Denver. Now he's going to pass the elite defense test facing my number one defense in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, when you say he's going to pass it, is that a sign of who you lean or like in this game?
I actually think he's not going to pass the test.
So potentially pass it.
I'm going to lean Jacksonville. I got burned going against Mahomes with you, RJ, last week, just to lean on Jacksonville.
Remember, guys, anytime the pros make a pick, they might know, but sometimes pros disagree. Anytime the pros make a pick, the green button sits in the middle of our table here in Vegas. We're coming to you straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell. And if any of us press the green button, other than the picker, it's an automatic $100 bet. And you might think, wait a minute, Fezzik has a mansion and a yacht. Why would we care about $100?
I am Elmer J. Foote, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
It's true, Fez, but you hate losing. I mean, I actually won massively. I faded three wise guys on the podcast last week in one game to Oregon Cal. One was an automatic $500 bet. The other two were $200. It was $900. Now listen, $900's nice. It's not changing my life at all. But I can't tell you how much pleasure I had to see Fezzik come in and peel off those $100.
All I do is pay you, RJ. I don't go to the bank, by the way. I just go to one of the sports books where I have an account and withdraw money from there to pay you.
I've been hot. Don't try to bait me into more bets now. But I am interested in this Kansas City. Seems like you like the Jags, not just lean, but even more like them. But you're afraid of me pressing because you know earlier in the week, I like Kansas City.
There might be a little of that going on, but I do have Kansas City as my number three team and Jacksonville number four. So I do have Kansas City, the very slightly better team rated.
I actually liked, and I'm talking in past tense now, Kansas City even two or three days ago. The more I look into this, the more I don't. It feels like this team's been on a real high. I mean, they're riding a wave. And now this short week and that comeback. And Jacksonville hasn't really had tough games. I mean, they've You know, obviously against Tennessee, it was tough, but it just feels like the amount of fatigue is so far this season. If I had to say how tired are the Jags and how tired is KC, Fez, I think KC's a lot more fatigued.
I agree. And Jacksonville just beat the Jets by 19, and they could have beaten them by 40 misleading final.
Yeah, so I do still lean Chiefs, but the wise guys, the sharps, have come in on the Jags in the last day or two. It's still 3, Kansas City 3, and Fez and I lean in different directions. Probably assigned the lines about right.
Guys, from the biggest NFL game of the weekend to the biggest college game, we go, and it's Oklahoma, the Sooners, a 7-point favorite against Texas.
So I lean with the Longhorns in this one, and that's been clearly the right side in this series the last 5 years. Texas, 5 straight covers against Oklahoma, average cover by 15 points per game. And let's break it down why. A lot of it has to do with the Texas defense, which is just a bad matchup for that Oklahoma offense. But specifically, with the new coaches at Texas, Todd Orlando, the defensive coordinator, has had Lincoln Riley's number each of the last 2 years. And you might say, hey, each of the last 2 years, these two teams, I mean, Lincoln Riley just got there, you know, the coach last year. How is it 2 years? Oklahoma played a Houston team in a season opener 2 years ago. Oklahoma was held to a season low as far as points that year against Houston and Tom Herman and Todd Orlando. And then last year, again, Oklahoma held to a season low in points. I lean with Texas, and I think, RJ, there's some correlation here. If you lean with Texas, then you must be thinking, hey, they're going to be able to stop that Oklahoma offense. If you lean with Texas, I think you also lean with the under.
Okay, but you don't like it, so why not like it?
Well, I don't want to pay $50, but you could have gotten a much better number. It's 7 right now. It was 7.5, 8 earlier in the week.
Okay, so by the way, guys, we have a penalty. Yeah. If any of the pros talk about some bet they made in the past that none of us can get now, it's $50, and then we're all going out to a big dinner at the end of the football season. So when you say, I don't want to pay $50, and then you do it, that doesn't mean you don't pay $50.
There you go.
Oh, that was an expensive comment right there.
Oh, dang.
I will say this on Texas, and we had one more trend, or a trend from yesterday. We have a new feature on Thursdays, the trends of the week. And it was very popular, the response. The Texas head coach trend is eye-popping.
Yeah, Tom Herman, the head coach, as an underdog, 11-1 against the spread as a head coach. And Tom Herman coached teams, back to his offense coordinator days, 22-1 against the spread last 23 games as a dog.
23 times a dog, they've covered 22. Now listen, guys, there's no locks. You know that. But boy, I like Texas, too. I like them early in the week. I think Texas is built not like a typical Big 12 team, which Oklahoma tends to have trouble with. When we come back, it's Pickpalooza. We gave you 2 games. We've got 2 more, the 2 biggest NFL games left and the 2 biggest college games left.
That's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. It's simple. Plug in Snapshot, drive, and earn discounts for safe driving. Save more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a moment, we have got 4 picks, 2 from the NFL and 2 from college coming up next.
We bring Vegas to you each day. Right now on the Strip, 86 degrees, and the neon is pumping.
Guys, our Pickpalooza continues here on Straight Out of Vegas, and we start in the NFL, where the Philadelphia Eagles are currently a 3-point favorite over the Minnesota Vikings.
So, Fez, let me make this point. I think Minnesota is in one of the best situational spots. We talked about it earlier, how important situations are of any team in the NFL this year. Number one, revenge. Now, a lot of people, the handicappers, I came up with a new name on with Colin today. By the way, bottom of the hour, Colin's pick number 6 exclusively. I call them the guys who have duct tape on their shoes. Okay? Meaning they come in, they're wise guys in theory, let's put quotes around it, but the game's passed them by. And they put duct tape on their shoes. And to me, a lot of those guys, talk about revenge a bunch because they got a little thing in their database that says it's revenge. And then they data mine and it ends up, oh, it's 17 and 12 in this spot. Doesn't mean much. It's not logical. Here's how I define revenge. Is the loser thinking about this loss a decent amount? The famous story of Alabama, they lost to Johnny Football and they had it playing on repeat. Scarface on repeat. They had it on in the Bama weight room. That's revenge. Do you feel like Philadelphia is in Minnesota's head to that degree? Does Minnesota feel that revenge?
Oh, you'd have to. Remember, in the NFC title game, they're a 3-point favorite at Philadelphia.
And if they win, they have the Super Bowl at home. Think about that, Minnesota.
It's just crushing. The entire offseason, you have to think about that disaster that occurred in Philadelphia.
Now, 10 days rest with Zimmer, who many would say, and again, we can talk about the boy genius with the Rams and debate where he is right now, obviously early in his career. But let's admit, McVay is mighty good. I'm impressed so far. But to me, Zimmer's top four in the NFL, and that's being very conservative. I think Andy Reid, Belichick, Zimmer, and then again, as a young guy, let's give it to McVay. Check this out. Zimmer started coaching in 2014 for Minnesota. In those 5 years, there's only three NFL teams with a record against the Vegas spread 57% or better. Only three. Andy Reid in Kansas City, 59%. If you just bet them blindly in the last 5 years. Bill Belichick in the Pats, 63%. If you bet them blindly. And then number one, Zimmer and the Vikings, 67%, 45-22 against the spread, four pushes. This coach has exceeded expectation in every possible way for the Vikings. So you've got a great coach with revenge off two losses, a must-win borderline to feel good about your playoffs, and 10 days of rest. And somehow this line is saying these are even teams. And if you look at the lay price, it's 3-20 for the Eagles. There's 3.5 in town. I think Vikings plus 3 with good lay price or 3.5 especially, I like it.
I like Minnesota as well. I bet Minnesota. And the spot last week was horrendous when Thursday when they played the Rams and they still landed on the number and hung in that game against the number one team in the NFL.
Guys, the Pittsburgh Steelers are currently a 3-point favorite as they host the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday.
As a Steelers fan, I'm going to make this simple. I don't like this team. I feel even ambivalent rooting for them. But all that said, one thing we know is when the Steelers' backs are really against the wall, and it's different than the average team. Average team might think their backs are against the wall, and the Steelers are smoking cigarettes laughing at that point. But finally, at a certain point, no matter if you have alligator blood or not, you got to feel like your back's against the wall. Steelers would be 1-3-1 with three home losses if they lose this game, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is a back against the wall game. And because the Steelers are so emotional, just like we will fade them when they're potentially flat, when they really are motivated, I don't think the Steelers team's great, but they're a good team, and I think they're going to show it. Falcons, a ton of defensive injuries. We talked about that's not always accounted for. Steelers only laying the 3. I like Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh as well. And you know what? The wise guys hate Atlanta this year. All those defensive injuries, they bet against Atlanta each and every week. I think they're going to bet against them. I'd lock later this week. I would lay the 3 right now. I think it goes up.
All right, so let's think about that a second. So what you're saying is, because of the injuries and thinking the market is not properly downgrading the Falcons because of all the defensive injuries, and it's not a lot of big names, that the wise guys the last couple weeks, when the limits have gone up, that's the important point. Later in the week, they've bet against Atlanta. We don't know for sure they're going to do that, but you're saying based on that recent history, if you like Pittsburgh, look to play it now. And if you want to buck us, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to say it's going to turn out too good long term. But if you want to buck us, you might want to wait. You might get a 3.5.
You might get a 4.
Guys, we're going to go to college football next. But first, here straight out of Vegas, we want to let you know we are brought to you by Geico. This is a 30-second commercial. I'm probably going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. But we do have plenty of time for an SEC battle in college football. LSU on the road at Florida, a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and I lean with the Gators here as the 2.5-point home underdog. And to me, the first part of the handicap has to be LSU, who I think is generally overrated. Here's a team that currently sits number 5 in the AP poll. And yet, my power ratings that I post each and every week at pregame.com, I don't even have LSU in my top 10. I think LSU overrated.
Okay, so how does the SEC's evolution, right? It's Alabama and everyone else this year. How does it affect this game in any way? Meaning, is everyone, like LSU, you would think, even after winning a national title, Les Miles, get out of town, baby. Yep. Now, the idea that Orgeron's going to win a national title, probably unlikely in the near term. Has expectation decreased to such a degree with the non-Alabama teams that everyone's okay with it? That LSU is saying, yeah, let's try to get a New Year's Day bowl game. And Florida's obviously down too.
Yeah, I don't get that sense. I still think that people, you know, at least at these two particular schools, LSU and Florida, the expectation still, at least to them, is national title or bust. I mean, they got rid of the head coach for Florida after two SEC East Division championships wasn't good enough for them.
Guys, Notre Dame is a 7-point favorite at Virginia Tech on Saturday night.
Yeah, and I like Virginia Tech in this case, and I'm glad to get the full touchdown here. And generally speaking, I talked about a few weeks ago, Notre Dame overrated. They might be getting back in that overrated part here. You look at Virginia Tech, quarterback's out. I can tell you right now from that game last week, I think Virginia Tech might have upgraded a quarterback in the passing game, Willis.
So the quarterback being out for Virginia Tech, is that something that we just found out this week or we knew coming in?
Got hurt during the Old Dominion game 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so it's not affecting the line move, right? Because it was known when the line came out last weekend.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you think's driving this? Because you and I got a bet against Fez on this. We've got... we've got Virginia Tech, and we're getting 6.5.
Yep.
And the line in this game opened, what, at 4?
Yep.
Yeah, so Notre Dame opened 4, got bet up to 6.5. We did our podcast, and we're pressing the green button like crazy. Fez is there, square as can be. I mean, again, the guy isn't square, but sometimes you got to wonder. And now it's 7. Is this public money? I mean, what's your – Fez, let me ask you. You read the market as well as anyone. What is driving this move?
I think there's a good chance that this line could go all the way to 7.5, and I think a lot of pros said, you know what, I don't think Notre Dame's necessarily the right side, but I'm just going to lay 6 and 6.5, and I can come back.
And this is a reoccurring theme, is sometimes pros, if they feel like they got a feel of where the public's going to bet, they'll bet it early at that lesser number, not so much because they like it, but they're looking to buy back later. And just think about it, guys, not to get too technical, but if you can be laying 4.5 and taking 7.5, well, if it falls 5, 6, or 7, that's called catching the middle and you win both bets. Those guys usually don't have the duct tape on their shoes, right? The guys that can hit those middles. In just 1 minute, the world premiere of Colin Cowherd's pick number 6.
That's coming up next. First, though, for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Beyer.
The pick of the day in Houston was home runs.
That ball's driven to left field. That's got a huge chance, and it's gone. Just lying in the weeds, Martin Maldonado. A cookie fastball, and into the Landry's Crawford boxes, the Astros lead 5-2.
They would win 7-2 and grab game one of their ALDS matchup against the Cleveland Indians. The Maldonado home run, number 4 of 4 on the day for the Astros, who are now up 1-0 in the best-of-5 matchup. The Brewers are up 1-0 on the Rockies in their NLDS showdown. Right now at the end of six, the Brewers lead game two by a score of 1-0. Yankees and Red Sox coming up in an hour. Braves and Dodgers on Fox Sports 1 tonight, 9:37 Eastern time. By the way, you can see the Brewers and Rockies right now on FS1. Some injury news in the NFL. Ravens running back Alex Collins practiced today. He was taken off the injury report. Will play against the Browns on Sunday. While Vikings running back Dalvin Cook will be a game time decision for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles with a hamstring strain. Finally, in the NBA, Yahoo Sports is reporting the Clippers made an offer to the Timberwolves for Jimmy Butler. However, Minnesota wants Tobias Harris, and the Clippers have reportedly refused to include Harris in any deals. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas is coming to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on Straight Out of Vegas, it is money-making time. We will have a best bet from all of us that 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Las Vegas, RJ Bell.
And every Friday, bottom of the hour, 6:30 Eastern, world premiere, Colin Cowherd's pick number six. He's got his blazing five, but he's got a sixth pick. We do a podcast every Friday in which I grade his picks, grade Colin's picks from a wise guy perspective. Last year, when our picks agreed, 73% winners. Almost hard to believe. You can get the link to that podcast on my Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. So right now, you're going to hear Colin give pick number six and my take on that pick. Let's listen in.
Let's go! Go.
Now.
Hey, that's great football now!
It's Colin's pick number six.
The bonus pick every week. I may just make this a Baker Mayfield pick every week because everybody's so fascinated. Browns are getting three. They're creating a lot of turnovers, almost living off them. I love the Ravens, but I do think the Ravens are in a weird spot. They're off a highly emotional win on a standalone game against a rival, and they've been dominating Cleveland for years. Do they come in and not match the Browns' intensity? I wouldn't bet this. I'd probably go, hell, I don't even know. Who do the wise guys like? I don't even know where I lean on this. I mean, I like, God, Baltimore's got.
Well, listen, we got to lock you in.
I'll go Cleveland plus three, but yeah. This is why it's not in my blazing five.
Yeah, it's on the border. Listen, there's a type of handicapper, wise guy will say in quotes, I call him the duct tape on his shoe guy. He's a guy literally you've heard of perhaps if you follow this industry. But he doesn't make very much money, so his shoes, he has to duct tape them to keep using them. All right? And he likes the Browns here. I like the Ravens here. I'm going to give you a disagreement.
Okay.
Mayfield has a ton of potential, no doubt. But rookies against the complex Baltimore D struggle. In Harbaugh's career, rookies against him are only 5-11 straight up with over one interception per game. So that's one factor. Number two, though, turnovers have fueled the Browns. They're plus seven this year, which is the best in the NFL. But, hey, against the Ravens, you're probably not going to get that. By the way, the Ravens defense, they've allowed 9 points in the second half. Not last week. The entire season. Eight quarters have been in the second half, right? Four games, two quarters in the second half. They've given up 9 points in eight quarters.
And Jimmy Smith's back.
Jimmy Smith's back, and the film guys say Flacco's throwing the ball better. Cosell actually was one of them on your show this week than he has in years. I don't love it, but if I have to bet it, I'm disagreeing going with the Ravens.
Let me pull back the curtain a little bit there. So Colin sends his picks. I send my grades. And when I really, when I disagree with a pick, he tends to start hemming and hawing. We had to lock him in there. Because he liked the Browns coming in. Wise guys disagreed. Again, I disagree. I think some wise guys, the duct tape guys, would like the Browns.
Guys, outside of football, the big event in the world of sports is UFC 229. It is Conor McGregor taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov. I didn't know how to pronounce that. RJ actually explained it to me before the show. But nonetheless, the champion, Khabib, is a minus 170 favorite right now. This fight takes place on Saturday night.
Oh, Jonas, you're funny. Okay. Straight Out of Vegas started on the weekends. The bosses of Fox, they had a lot of faith in RJ, let's be honest. But additionally, they were skeptical. Hey, could sports betting be this popular? And one of the alums from that show, from the nighttime show, Steve Cofield, is a UFC expert. We talked to him just a little bit ago. And my first question was, explain to me the type of fight that Khabib's going to win and then the type of fight that Conor McGregor is going to win. Let's listen.
So Khabib wins if the fight goes well into the third, fourth, or fifth. And that also means that Khabib Nurmagomedov has to score a lot of takedowns, which isn't a guarantee. I think a lot of people out there believe that Conor McGregor is a simple guy to take down. I think McGregor's gotten better with his takedown defense, so he's got to drag him into deep waters. And he's got to succeed on takedowns. Everyone feels like Khabib is this wrestling monster, and he's just taking everyone down. You know, actually, if you look at the last couple of fights, he was 6 of 15 on takedowns against Ally Aquinta, against Barboza. He was only 4 of 13. Fight before that, he was 2 of 6. So I think Conor can stay on the feet enough. But if he doesn't, boy, Khabib will pound him and pound him. And eventually, Conor has shown that on the ground, he'll flip, he'll give his back, and he could be choked out. And that's what happened in the fight against Diaz. And Conor wins the way Conor wins, which is he lands lots of leather all over Khabib, and especially on his chin. And I'm telling you, there's an unknown going into this fight for Khabib, and everyone feels it. Everyone thinks that they can take Conor McGregor's power. And the other thing is, they believe that they can see that left hand coming. And outside of Floyd Mayweather, I don't think anyone who's ever fought Conor McGregor has seen the left hand coming. And I've seen guys in there just shaking their head like, I can't see this left hand coming my way. So if Conor lands the left early and often, then I think Khabib goes out in the proverbial body bag and Conor McGregor wins another MMA fight via KO or TKO.
Now, we're talking with Steve Cofield, an alum of Straight Out of Vegas, expert in the UFC, including on Sirius Fight Night on the Sirius stations. It's time to make your pick on this one. Let's preface, though, Mr. Cofield, with the fact you were the original inhabitant of the square chair. And I will say this, from everyone I'm talking to, the serious money, the professional money, the sharp money is on the Russian. Who do you like?
I like the Irishman. I've liked him all along. Thought about this, kind of hit me, you know, 3 weeks ago. I think Khabib is going to be swallowed up by the moment. I think everyone is swallowed up by the moment. I didn't like what I saw from Khabib in the Ally Aquinta fight. He stood too much. Guys are fooled into thinking that they can stand with Conor McGregor. I think it's a big mistake. And the moment really can overwhelm folks. And Conor McGregor gets under your skin so that you fight out of your and away from your strength. So I love what's going on right now. I think the number's going to go down on Saturday where there's going to be a lot of McGregor money on this plus number. But I'm seeing offshore the number as high as Khabib, 190 up from 160. So I've already got a McGregor bet in at 140. If I can get 150 or 160, I'm all over. It's a totally intriguing fight. It is takedown artist against striker, and I think the striker is going to seize the moment more so than the takedown artist.
And this is a guy who's a true expert in the UFC. He's got square inclinations, let's be candid, but a true expert when it comes to the fighting. I love the fact you're saying this, Steve, because it means likely an exciting fight. Yeah. Because if everyone's saying it's going to go one way, that's probably not a good sign. In the last week or so, again, you're in Vegas. You've been here for decades. Have you seen anything with all your fighting experience, UFC experience, that causes you to reevaluate at all either of these fighters in the last week or so?
I'm going to answer that one second because I just want to back up my pick by saying this, right? That I generally am a wrestling guy. I am with the guy who can slow down a fight, take the striker off his feet. So this is really odd for me to go with the striker over the wrestler. What I've seen on the ground, nothing major, but it fortifies my pick a little bit more. Yesterday, press conference, thousands of people, they're all made to wait about 25 minutes. That includes, at this press conference at the Park Theater, that includes Khabib Nurmagomedov. Khabib answered questions for about 15, 16 minutes, and then he walked out. I don't like that he walked out. I think he should have been there to engage in the warfare of words with Conor McGregor. So I actually think that was a bad move by Khabib. This is a very emotional fight, too, RJ. This fight that's now being made, the roots of this were that whole bus incident in Brooklyn. This is, you know, Russian, sort of gang-affiliated, badass Khabib side against Conor side with the Irish and, You know, there was almost a fight behind the scenes at the Brooklyn Hotel, and that's what caused that dolly to be thrown into the bus by Conor McGregor. So there's more than just the emotion of a big fight night and a rivalry. I mean, there's stuff that goes way beyond all of that.
That's Steve Cofield, and this is going to be the biggest fight, bet fight, in the history of the UFC. When we come back, four best bets from all four of us.
That's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we are going to have a speed bag edition of Best Bets here on Fox Sports Radio. First, though, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Game one of the ALDS coming up later on tonight, RJ, with the Boston Red Sox sitting at a minus 165 favorite over the New York Yankees.
So when you say speed bag, Jonas, is that a motorboat? Is there any relation?
Oh, come on. I mean, I know it's Friday and we're almost at happy hour, so I guess that plays. No, you know, like
I'm just asking.
A rapid fire.
Hey, you're the young guy in L.A. What, I mean, come on.
That's true. Rapid fire, if you will.
Quick thing about baseball. Baseball playoffs are the biggest luck factor. There's the biggest luck contribution of any of the seven-game series. I mean, think about NBA. The best team wins so often, advances in a series. Why? Because what's lucky in an NBA game? You make a three that hits the back of the backboard, rolls around up there and drops in. Okay, it's 3 out of 20 points. Or check that, 3 out of 200 points. But in baseball, oh, almost a called third strike. Next pitch, 3-run homer. It's 3 out of 9 runs or so expected. So to me, here's my advice for baseball if you play it. Look to the dog. We get surprised so often in baseball. Underdogs in general are the way to bet in the baseball playoffs.
Guys, right now it's time to make some people some money. So it's time for best bets as we go around the horn here and give our best bets of the weekend.
First up, Steve Fezzik, only 2-time Super Contest champion. Go.
I love the Arizona Cardinals +4 at San Francisco. The San Francisco offense is hurting. Look at that injury report and 3 offensive linemen all banged up for San Francisco. Contrast that with the Arizona offense. I like the way the rookie Rosen looked. I expect continued improvement in the Arizona offense. I'm on the Cards +4.
I like it too. Later in the season or even now when a team has no hope to make the playoffs, you got to wonder about motivation. San Francisco had a dream crusher. Jimmy G thought they could make the playoffs. Lo and behold, now they know they can't. Arizona knows they can't, but they want to get that 0 wins out from around their neck. So you know Arizona's motivated. Another edge, I think, for your Cardinals pick.
Guys, UFC 229, I like Conor McGregor by knockout over Khabib Nurmagomedov to win.
What odds are you seeing
now, that, I'm seeing it at Conor right now, plus 148 is last I saw. So plus 148.
Okay, but what I'm saying is by knockout, are you saying bet it by knockout or just bet Conor?
I would bet Conor. You can't do, I believe, a parlay on that, but I would just bet Conor, but I do like him to win the fight by knockout. Khabib's stand-up has been suspect at times. He already looked a little marked up at the press conferences they were doing, which shows me he's trying to work on his stand-up in camp and he's still getting tagged. So I think Conor takes it.
Jonas knows the UFC guys, and it's interesting, all the sharps I hear about serious guys are on the Russian, but now we got Cofield who knows his stuff, also on McGregor with Jonas. It really goes to show you this is going to be a heck of a fight. The biggest bet fight is the projection in the history of the UFC. Next up, we're going to college. Brad Powers, best bet.
Yeah, we're going to go Northern Illinois -3 over Ball State. And here's why I like the Huskies. They're 2-3, got a losing record. But Northern Illinois has played arguably the toughest schedule out of any group of five team. They played Utah. They played Iowa. They played Florida State. So here's a team that's getting overlooked. And then you look at Northern Illinois. Best team in the country on the road as far as beating expectations. Last 33 times, they've been on the conference road in MAC. 76% of the time. Not win, cover 76% of the time. Give me Northern Illinois -3.
Listen, guys, that's Brad Powers. You know he must like it, because why else would he be picking a game with Northern Illinois? Finally, RJ Bell's best bet. Here I am. Here I go. I'm going with the Dolphins plus 6. This is a classic example of people letting the record dictate their opinion about a team. You might say, well, the record matters. Yeah, it does. If you have 50 games, 162 games to consider. But when there's only 4 so far, and since he wins a coin flip against the Colts, a coin flip at best, and a coin flip at best against the Falcons, what would this line be if the Bengals were 1-3? They could easily be 1-3. Also, we got the Dolphins. They just got embarrassed in front of the world. That means they're motivated, and it means the average recreational bettor, Freddie Fanny Pack, he wants no part of the Bengals. So I like to fade Freddie. I'm with the wise guys on the Dolphins plus the 6. And I tell you, Jonas, third week of the show, I think we're the energy, the momentum, I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good as well, too. And if you play those winners and you win, you'll feel good as well. Back on Monday for a full recap in the NFL, college football, and UFC 229. It's Straight Out of Vegas here, 6 Eastern Time, Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!